Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted, the go-to podcast for those flipping the script and taking the unexpected path. I'm your host, Jessica Bergio, holistic life and business coach, author, speaker, and self-proclaimed high-energy hype girl. Each week, I'm bringing you inside. No gatekeeping here. I'll touch on proven holistic business strategies, powerful mindset shifts that have led my clients through massive transformations, and no BS conversation with industry leaders designed to help you get out of your own way to actively pursue a life of purpose. If you're ready to ditch the limitations at the door, hit follow and get ready to be activated to step boldly towards your big goals. Now let's dive in. Happy fuck yeah Friday! Or whenever you're getting an opportunity to listen to this episode. If you're new here, I call it Fuck Yeah Friday because on Fridays, we celebrate our wins. If you haven't joined the text community yet, do that right now. The number is down below in the show notes. It's 619-332-3045. Just text the word Friday. I send you a message every Friday reminding you to celebrate your wins, big or small, or drop you the latest podcast episodes. We drop two of those each and every week. One episode on Tuesdays is with an amazing guest that I know is going to serve you and add so much value. And then on Fridays, I drop in just you and I, where I share my week's biggest takeaways, maybe dig into the conversation I had with the guest that week a little bit deeper, or share what I think will add some value to your life. This podcast ultimately is our way to connect, to build a deeper friendship, you and I. And I don't take that lightly. I know that when you're here, you are spending time just one-on-one, and it means the world to me that you show up and you download these episodes. So if I can serve you in any way, if you have any questions or if you have any ways that you want to connect, you will also find a connection call link available in the show notes below for a free 15-minute connect with me. Those are real. You can book them. And just share with me in the questions what it is you're looking for and how I can help you, because I want nothing more than to see you win. Right? Big or small, whether it's a win with your nutrition, your supplementation, your workout regimen, your morning ritual, your business, your podcast, I got you, right? I've been in the game now for quite a long time as a coach, 5+ years, as a podcaster, about 3+ years, and as an entrepreneur, over 25 years. So when I say I eat, sleep, and breathe this shit, I eat, sleep, and breathe this shit. I pay top level people to teach me their secrets and show me the way. I've literally put myself in so many rooms that have stretched me and made me uncomfortable. And I got an opportunity. If you didn't listen to Tuesday's episode, you're going to want to after this, interview my mentor, my expander, Lori Harder. We dove in on so many different levels about different things because I've known Lori for a really long time. All the way back to maybe like 2013 was the first time we met at a Strong Fitness event in LA where she was one of the speakers. And it was a 25-person, very intimate event where we worked out together. And Lori was sharing at that event where she was at in her life and business. And she got really vulnerable and she shared that she was on this upward trajectory of personal development and growth. And I don't know if she remembers this conversation, but she shared where she was going on this path of entrepreneurial personal development away from what she'd always known, which was that fitness industry. And it's been a long time coming for me to get her on this podcast. We have hosted Strong Fitness camps together, which were these fitness retreat weekends that were put on by Strong Fitness magazine many moons ago. I was gifted a ticket from her to her Bliss Project, which was her big in-person event out in LA. Fast forward to her husband launching Fast Foundations, the early stage entrepreneur mastermind back in 2019. And that was when I had a wake-up call. I was in these rooms, I was going to these events, and nothing really in my life was changing. I was still showing up doing the same things, getting the same results. And while the results I were getting were really good for the glass box and ceiling I'd put myself in, they weren't where I knew my potential could take me. And so when I started getting really raw and honest with myself and asking myself better questions like, if nothing changes in the next 5 years, will you be happy? If nothing changes in the next 10 years, are you going to be making enough money to sustain the lifestyle that you potentially want? And ultimately, the answer was no to a lot of those questions. And I was watching Lori and Chris in real time take their life and business to the next level. And I knew that if I wanted to learn from the best, I had to get around the best. And so when Chris opened up spots for his first ever Fast Foundations mastermind, I felt a deep sense, a deep knowing that was the room I needed to be in. I needed to be learning from people who were also investing in themselves at a high level. I knew Lori was getting into rooms with Gabby Bernstein, Jack Canfield. I knew Chris was getting people in his world like Jim Quick and a variety of different people that they were positioning themselves around. Really sparked my attention to what was possible for quote unquote regular people. And I knew that if I could get myself in that mastermind, that it was going to leverage my relationship with Chris and Lori even deeper. and that I would be associated with the group of people that they were now running with. When you invest in people's programs, you get instant access to who they know in some form or another, right? You're not going to be probably invited to their birthday dinner, but you now have access and your name has an opportunity to be brought up in rooms that you would have otherwise never had a chance to be a part of. So if you've been curious why I finally launched Unscripted the Mastermind, this is why. Because I want to start curating spaces for people to come into my world and get to meet all of the people that I've networked with over the last 5-10 years. And it's in doing that and passing the torch that we can create the ripple effect to bring people with us, to level people up to places they didn't even know existed for them. As a 17-year-old in high school, I was barely getting by. My grades were probably close to shit. And my mom was busy running her business. She had 2 small kids. My brothers are 11 and 9 years younger than me. So she was raising 2 small boys. She had me in high school doing just stupid shit. And she wasn't paying attention to me. And I was lucky that I even probably graduated high school. And I was even luckier that I had a girlfriend at the time who said, hey, you want to sign up for beauty school with me? And so at 17, as a junior in high school, we signed up for beauty school. And a year later, when we graduated, we went off to beauty school. And I quickly realized that I hated it. I did not want to be anybody's bitch at the time in beauty school. We had to do all the old people's hair, roller sets, 90-year-old men's pedicures, just you name it. I was like, this is not what I signed up for. So I quit after 3 months and went on to travel. I got a job. I went to college for a little bit and really couldn't figure out what else I wanted to do. I didn't have the depth of knowledge to see what was possible. I grew up in a small town in San Diego 30 years ago, out in the boonies. So I didn't see big things for other people. I didn't know how to get there. And so with my tail between my legs, a year later, I went back to beauty school because at this point, my friend had graduated. She was making money. She was having fun behind the chair. She had a schedule she loved. And I was like, you know what? I'll do this until I figure out what else is possible. And so as much as I loved being a hairdresser, I am intuitively a creative. I can feel into people's energy. I think I'm fun to be around. I think I'm undiagnosed ADHD. So movement, music, being creative, having fun, getting those quick hits of validation with my clients being so happy when they leave, it really fulfilled something in me. And I was able to really go deep and become a very successful hairdresser. 6 figures within the first probably 6 months of my business, because I went and worked for the best salon in San Diego. I went and then mentored with the best person after that. I went on to take numerous classes and to get into rooms to learn the latest and greatest. And so even at 18, 19, 20 years old, I was investing into classes that I could barely afford, into working with people who seemingly were out of my league. And that, when I look back for proof, is what catapulted me into a 6-figure stylist immediately in the beginning of my career and allowed me to sustain that for as many years as I did. And so when I get to moments in my life now where I'm like, okay, what would be the next step? If you look back at your past, what was the next thing you needed to do? Who did you need to be around? Who did you need to learn from? What did you need to see was possible in order for you to believe you could do it too, right? Salon ownership, hiring my first assistant, traveling to New York and to Paris and to London to study under some of the greatest hairdressers there ever was. I had an opportunity to do all that because I saw those big things for myself. I believed that at one point, those people were normal just like me back in the day. And if they could do it, so could I. And that's what the power of masterminds, that's what the power of events and mentors and other people who have gone before you, that's all it does is show you what's possible. So this episode, if you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, or if you did, was just packed with every possible question I could think of that would add value to your life and why Lori's been such an expander for me. Her podcast literally has over 65 million downloads. Just for reference, this podcast has about 70,000 downloads. She has done over 1,140 episodes. We're at episode like 290 something. So whenever I get stuck in comparison, whenever I feel like I'm not as far along as I'd like, I think about the countless hours and the countless amount of consistency she's put in to get her where she's at. And I use it as proof that I can get there too. I think before she started the Earn Your Happy podcast, Lori showed up every day for a year on Facebook Live in her robe in the morning with her coffee and just testing out what it would be like to do long form content and how she could start to build an audience and grow and connect with people on a deeper level than just a content post on social media. And she proved to herself that she was ready. And I think a lot of us are waiting to be told we're ready, we're waiting to feel ready instead of getting ready, instead of taking the action to become ready. And we talked a lot about how you can't wait for the invitations. She mentioned in the podcast episode around people pitching themselves to be on her show who have no social proof, who have nothing to offer as far as a course or a program or a next piece of them. And while their story might add value to somebody's life, it's not the game-changing type of content that she is now producing on her show. We talked about boundaries. We dug into her non-negotiables, which are really similar to mine, right? Taking care of our physical and mental health, creating space in our day to decompress by going for walks or movement of some form. And it really helped me understand, like, it's all possible. A lot of things just take a little bit longer than we think they should, but it's all part of the journey. And the quicker that you can sink your teeth into the sticky parts of your day that feel a little bit resistant, you'll know every problem you get to solve, like she says, is allowing for you to build more resilience, for you to know that you can figure out hard shit. And when you're here, I hope you understand that, like, all of this is possible for you too. That's why I really want to press upon you how important getting into these rooms are, whether it's a one-day retreat like we're hosting in Phoenix, June 6th, or into my longer containers like the Mastermind, which runs about 5 months. The next round for that is in July. We kick off in July and we run through November with another retreat out in, I believe it'll be Sedona this time, if not Scottsdale, for that end of Mastermind retreat. And I can tell you firsthand, getting into masterminds, getting into rooms, getting into other people's world is what has helped me build belief and build context and build framework for how I now teach and share and help other people along their entrepreneurial journey. With a background in podcasting now, in client relations, in sales, in marketing, in creating content that feels authentic to you, those are some of my superpowers. And those are some of the things that we dig into inside of the Mastermind. But if you want to hang out with me in the near future, you can do that here on the podcast every Tuesday and Friday. If you haven't gotten onto the text community, like I said, just text the word Friday to the number below. And if you want to book a call with me, you can do that for free. There's a 15-minute connection call down below in the show notes as well. But if you are looking to get your teeth into something right now, if you want to work one-on-one with me, I actually have two spots opening up next month in May for longer-term one-on-one containers where we go deep. We dig into all of the things. So if you're ready to take your business and life to the next level, I extend that invitation to you. You can apply. Just DM me the word mentorship to that same number, 619-332-3045, or send me a DM on Instagram and we can get to chatting about what that might look like for you. Because when you go all in, you get all in results. When you tiptoe, when you toe dip into things, you get a little tiny smidge of results. So if you're looking to 10x your life in business, getting together with a one-on-one coach and mentor is the game changer that you need in order to see the path, in order to be pushed, in order to be held accountable, in order to be shown the way. So if it's not me, I can always refer you to somebody else, but let's dig into it with a 15-minute connection call. What do you say? I hope you can find some moments of gratitude for yourself and your wins and everything that you've accomplished this week, whether it was something really big that you did or something really big that you didn't do. Both of those feel like wins to me sometimes when I know that I need some space. Giving myself space feels like a win. When I know I need to push the resistance and just get the shit done, that also can feel like a win. Oftentimes, all we need is a moment of perspective. And I hope and pray that you get that every time you tune into an episode here on Unscripted. I am sending you so much love. If you need anything from me, you know where to find me. All the links below that I mentioned are in the show notes. And you guys, honestly, I love you so much. It would mean the absolute world if you could take 2 seconds after this to leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you think of the podcast. You can leave an honest rating and review on Apple or Spotify and just let me know your biggest takeaways, your biggest aha moments that you've experienced on this show, because I can't wait to curate and create more content for you. Love you so much. See you on the next one.